My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. Miracle-Gro Organic Raised Bed and Garden Soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like Bad Dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Yesterday on the show, we looked at the second-hand home market in Dublin. It's a tale of high demand and a severe lack of supply. Today, we're looking at the rental market here, and our chief reporter, Barry White, is with me now. Good morning, Barry.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
Now, first of all, how many rental properties are available across the country?
Well, Pat, at the beginning of this month, there were just over 2,300 properties available to rent across the country, and that's according to DAF.ie, which is down 14% on the same period last year, and that is the third lowest total for May in 20 years. In Dublin, there were 1,450 houses or apartments available to rent, and that's a 7% drop on the same date last year. So the private rental market here is continuing to experience a severe shortage. And Pat, I've been speaking to Roger Berkeley, who runs Berkeley and Associates in Ballyfermot in Dublin, and he says the current rental market for tenants is the worst he has ever seen.
Yes, there's huge demand and not enough supply. And I think the market has got more, I suppose, chronic for the tenants, certainly. But we generally don't advertise much because we already have people lined up for them from landlords giving notice on some of the properties that we're managing. Landlords, for example, would be asking us to give notice because they want to sell. The rent being paid is not sustainable for their expenses. And we have to give notice to these tenants who would be excellent tenants. We would be managing the property with the tenants in it, and we know they're good tenants. So we would pluck them out of that house when a new property comes on the market. So we wouldn't even have to reach the market. So when landlords ask us to give notice, as I say, we already have somebody for the properties.
How often do you have people contacting you looking for somewhere to rent?
Very often. It's very often they pop into the office and say, oh, we're looking for a place to rent. And we just say to them, look, we don't have anything. We'll put your name on a list, but, you know, don't hold your breath because there's so few coming to the market.
You're saying you don't need to go to the market now when a rental does become free. But if you did put it in the market, what would the demand be like?
The demand would be huge. We would have them queuing down the road. We'd have hundreds, and we'd have 300, maybe even 400 emails coming in the next day. And you can't service that, efficiently. So when we have somebody already from a previous management, that we would know the tenants, we'd know their form, and we'd know they pay the rent on time, look after the place, and all that, and secure jobs and everything or whatever. You know, that we know that they're in the interest of the client. We'd put them into the house rather than going to the market. You know, and there's no need to go to the market when you have people lined up for it.
So, is there a lot of people looking to get on the rental market now at the minute then who are left disappointed?
Yes, there's a lot, and it's very frustrating for us to see that, and for anybody, and more so for them, that they just can't find anywhere. And people are just, you know, they're looking for ages and they just can't seem to find anywhere. And it's got more difficult in the last 5 years, I think, for tenants.
That's interesting. That's Roger Berkeley of Berkeley and Associates. Interesting, Barry, because there may be more properties that come on the rental market, but they're never advertised and therefore they won't be counted by DAF.ie.
Yeah, that's it. So Roger Berkeley actually told me, Pat, there was one house in Ballyfermot where the landlord sold up, but three doors down, another house came on the rental market. So he just moved the tenants who were good tenants out of the house that was sold and put them in three doors down. So it's a revolving door.
But I suppose rent prices are continuing to rise.
Yeah, they are. The average asking price of rents nationally increased by 3.4% between January and March this year, going above €2,000 for the first time. And these findings from DAF.ie that were published earlier this week indicate that the latest increase is one of the largest in any three-month period in the last 20 years. And this figure is 48% higher than just before the outbreak of COVID. Dublin has the highest average rent in the country at €2,450, and that's a 6% increase in a year. However, Pat, there is a bit of a difference between an existing tenancy and the price of rent for a new rental. The average rent for an existing tenancy would be a bit lower. I think it's around €1,500 nationally and just over €1,800 in Dublin on average. And this is one of the reasons why many small landlords are calling for rent pressure zones to be lifted. While some small landlords also claim that RPZs have encouraged subletting, where a landlord is renting a property to a tenant at below market rates and the tenant sublets the property at a higher rate. So they want to see existing rents to go up to be on par with new rental rates. So I suppose existing landlords feel like they're losing out. However, these people I've been speaking to in Dublin told me that they think rent is already high enough here.
I have a friend who's living in Rathmines. They're €2,500 a month. That is excluding the management fees, bills on top of that, and any other you know, fees associated. And it's not an amazing property. It's a two-bedroom apartment, and that's about it. There's nothing extra about it.
She's paying scandalous money on rent. Ridiculous. I actually have to support her myself.
What's your daughter do?
She's a psychiatric nurse.
And how much is she paying, rent-wise?
She's paying nearly a mortgage a month, if you added her up, like, you know. I mean, the job that... She loves the job she does. She has to travel from Racoole to Portrán, which is costly as well, like the toll, diesel, breakdowns. She's three kids.
Well, I'd probably rather commute at the moment, which is like an hour, because I live at home and I was originally looking at moving up, but I probably have to save up a bit before, because it's like €1,000 a month for a decent room in Dublin. So like, there's no way you could pay.
My name is Lily and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa HS for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
Every bold journey starts with a decision to go. And if you're ready, the Defender is too. This is a vehicle built for more, whether you're heading off the grid or just getting out of town for the weekend. Defender is a true icon reimagined for a new generation. Its rugged exterior is built from durable materials and tested in the toughest conditions. Inside, it's modern, functional, and refined, with smart storage and premium touches that keep you comfortable wherever the road leads. It's packed with tech, like 3D surround cameras, clear sight ground and rear views, driver assist features, and an intuitive infotainment system. With three models, the Defender 90, 110, and 130, there's a Defender for every kind of adventure, from city streets to remote trails. This is a vehicle that, like you, is capable of great things. Explore the full Defender lineup at LandRoverUSA.com.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/SXM podcast and use code SXM podcast for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/SXM podcast and use code SXM podcast at checkout.
Do you think rent's getting too expensive? Because it only seems to be going one way and that's up.
Yeah, I think so.
It's very hard to get accommodation. Like everyone is paying up to a grand that I know that moved up here since graduating college. And it is just a lot of money, you know.
And that's a grand for a room renting with strangers.
Yeah, renting a room with people. And that kind of leaves you with no real savings either. Like, if you want to go out and socialise either as well, like, it's tough going.
And is there a fear that rents are going to go up even more? Because if you look at the trajectory, it's only going one way.
It's only going to be keeping going the one way.
Now, Barry, if someone is renting and has to leave an existing tenancy for one reason or another, whether it's location, 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 or whether the landlord wants to get their property back, how difficult is it now to find a new rental property?
It's extremely difficult, Pat. There is a huge demand for new rental properties. When a one or two bedroom apartment becomes available in some of the new complexes, especially that have been built in recent years, there can be hundreds of people declaring an interest, if not more. And there's a lot of hoops people have to jump through just to be considered for some of these new apartments. I made an application myself recently just to see, you know, how difficult it is and how many people are interested. So this was for a new apartment block in Dublin 8. So applicants would normally have to submit three recent payslips, a copy of their employment contract, which has to be signed by their employer, 3 months of recent bank statements, landlord references, and photo ID. So applying for a new rental is now similar to applying for a mortgage. And given the demand, it's like a lottery. Like, I know this apartment block I applied for in Dublin 8, just out of interest, there was around 1,000 people applying just to get a one-bed apartment there. And for some people who have to, for some people who have had to move out of their existing rental homes in Dublin, many are having to move outside of the capital because of availability and affordability. And I've been speaking to mother of one, Mary from Dublin. Her former landlord recently sold up, and her and her husband had to move to Cavan because it was the only place they could find affordable.
Myself and my husband, we were living in Edenmore. The rent there was €1,400 a month. The place was absolutely riddled in mould. And then we fell pregnant on our daughter. So obviously a one bedroom wasn't sufficient. Trying to get somewhere in Dublin that's commutative for work for both of us, obviously, because I work and my husband works. And now my husband has to travel an hour and a half every day in order to get to work. With the two of us, with our income, we still can't afford to live in Dublin.
How many rental properties did you and your husband look at before you moved to Cavan?
I'm going to say that we looked at 20 to 25, and there was one that really stood out. So we tried to apply for that. We arrived at the premises. It was in Airfield. There was an actual queue from one end of where the house was situated at the very back end of the estate. I'm going to say half towards the main entrance of where the cars would drive in. And it actually shocked me. And it was the people that were applying for the house. You could see they were absolutely desperate, like women with children. There was a woman over here that was speaking. She was working for the HSE and she had two children, and the landlord was selling up. But like that, she needed somewhere to live. She'd handed in all the documentation, same as ourselves. Like, we wanted somewhere sustainable, obviously, for our daughter at that time. But the queue was just unmerciful. But in the space between that, it was 22 houses, I'd say, that we applied for, and we were unsuccessful.
Like, what were some of the costs? Because people look around Dublin now and, like, one bed apartments going for €2,000, it just seems to be out of reach for so many people.
Yeah, well, it definitely is. You will not get an apartment or a house under €2,000 in Dublin.
Finally, Barry, as we've heard, small landlords are continuing to leave the market. How insecure does that leave the tenants, not knowing whether their landlord will stay or go?
Well, Pat, there's been a drop in the number of private landlords in the market. New data from the Residential Tenancies Board reveals there are 104,000 private landlords, a fall of around 1,000 since the end of last year.
That doesn't seem huge.
It's not a massive 1% drop. But I think the figures can be quite skewed, Pat, because there's a lot of landlords now who are registering with the RTB for the first time, and they weren't registered before, so they wouldn't count on the figures. The figures also show more than half of landlords who terminate tenancies intend to sell their property. Meanwhile, just a few weeks ago, Sherry Fitzgerald reported that the landlords are continuing to leave the rental market at an unsustainable pace, and this is exacerbating the challenges which have been present in the rental sector for many years. The estate agent said that 3 in 10 of their property sales are landlords selling up. Now, they say this is because of a limit on rent increases. But I think also, Pat, the current second-hand home market must play a role here. Like, as we said yesterday, there are properties, two-bed properties in Drimna and Crumlin that are now selling for €500,000. And, well, if you're a landlord now, you are probably looking at this and thinking, I'm going to make hay when the sun shines.
Sure.
Get out of the market now when it can.
I mean, if you're living in a property, you've got to buy something else. So that's no good. But if you have a second property and the prices are sky high, good time to get out.
And I think people have seen it before. And, you know, during the Celtic Tiger years, we've seen how volatile markets can be. So maybe now is the right time to sell. And yeah, Pat, look, this is creating insecurity for tenants. You have families living in properties who are worried that they could be evicted because their landlord is selling up. And I've been speaking to Conor Culkin, who rents in Inchicore with his wife. And he says they've had to move 5 times in the last 5 years.
Myself and my wife, we've been living together since 2018. And there was a period where in 5 years from 2020, we had 5 different rental places in 5 years. And that was a couple of reasons. One of the reasons was there was 2 landlords in different apartments where we were living sold up. And another reason was, a couple of reasons was that the landlord was breaking up with their partner. So it's been very, very turbulent. And it's, you know, it's extremely difficult. You're always nervous. You're always half expecting the text from the landlord. And even like we've been in our current place in Inchicore nearly 2 years. And I remember a year into our tenancy, a letter came through the letterbox from the RTB. And I was literally, I had palpitations because I thought it was a notice to quit. And the first line was, the RTB would wish to inform you. And I was, my heart was doing that your landlord has registered your tenancy for another year. And basically everything is okay. It was just the landlord doing his job. But that's the anxiety. You're hypervigilant. You're just almost expecting that letter, that text. And look, I'm nearly 40 years of age. I've been renting in Dublin for over 10 years, and the stress on you psychologically, financially, it's really, really difficult.
So there's a lack of security in renting then, basically?
Oh, absolutely. Myself and my wife are in a position now where we're actually looking to buy, not because we want to buy, but what are the alternatives in living long-term in Dublin? And to be secure, you just have to buy. It's very difficult. There's very few renters' rights out there. It's really difficult for renters to plan on a month-to-month and on a yearly basis. You know, you can't really... Like, our landlord is very nice, but, you know, I've lived in previous places before where you're nervous about pulling a nail in the wall to hang a picture up, and you're wondering, can I paint the walls? Am I able to get a pet? You know, it's very difficult if you want to get a cat or a dog if you're renting. So a lot of these basic things, which are fundamental to the day-to-day of just living, just normal things, are really difficult. And I think the rental market actually infantilizes like young adults. It makes you think you're a child. Like, you know, you've got this, this thing is looming over you, and it's really difficult, yeah.
And that is Conor Culkin ending the report from Barry White. You're back in tomorrow, Barry.
Yeah, tomorrow, Pat, we are looking at how many new homes actually have to be built here if we're to, I suppose, get to the deficit and look at the demand side of things. So how many need to be built, and how do we actually solve this housing crisis?
All right, looking forward to that tomorrow. Now, some of the tech...
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.